Two transitions, one journey. This is from Anna's perspective. I was 47 years old, and I woke up at 3 a.m., drenched in sweat. And as a result, the sheets were soaked. My nightgown clung to my body. My heart was racing like I'd just run a marathon. And for one terrifying moment, I thought something was seriously wrong with me. Mind you, this wasn't the first time. These night sweats had been happening for months, along with a fog that seemed to have settled over my brain. I'd walk into a room and forget why I was there. I'd search for words in the middle of a conversation. Some days I felt like I was basically losing my mind. But the hardest part? I felt all alone. Gabriel was right there beside me in bed, but he was in his own little world, dealing with his own struggles that I hadn't yet understood. And here's Gabriel's perspective. At 49, I felt like a shadow of the man I used to be. The energy that once propelled me through 12-hour workdays had long since vanished. My motivation basically evaporated. And the worst part, something I couldn't even say out loud, was that my body, it wasn't responding the way it always had, especially in the, bedroom. I told myself it was stress, work pressure, getting older. This just happens to men, I thought. But deep down, I knew that something had shifted, and I had no idea how to talk about it, especially not with Anna, who seemed to be fighting her own mysterious battles that I never understood. We were two people in the same house, the same bed, going through parallel transformations. We'd never felt more disconnected. Our wake-up call. The breaking point came on an ordinary Tuesday evening. Anna snapped at me over something trivial. I'd left a dish in the sink. But it wasn't about the dish. She'd burst into tears, then became furious at herself for crying. I responded with irritation instead of compassion, too exhausted to comfort her, too wrapped up in my own fog to see her pain clearly. That night, after the anger had faded, we sat in the dark living room and had the most honest conversation of our marriage. "I don't know what's wrong with me," Anna had whispered. "Oh, me neither," I admitted. "And I don't mean you, I mean me." That's when we realized we were both going through something profound, something that was reshaping our bodies, our emotions, and our identities, not to mention our relationship. We just hadn't had the language for it. Understanding menopause, the change she's going through. What is menopause? Well, menopause is the natural biological transition when a woman's reproductive years comes to an end. Clinically, it's defined as the point when a woman hasn't had a menstrual period for 12 consecutive months. But that simple definition doesn't capture the enormity of what happens during this transition. There are three phases. 1. Perimenopause. This is the transition phase leading up to menopause, and it's often the most challenging period. It can begin anywhere from the late 30s all the way to the early 50s, most commonly in the mid-40s, and last anywhere from a few months to over 10 years. Yeah, 10. During perimenopause, ovarian function begins to decline. Hormone levels fluctuate wildly. They don't just drop. They swing unpredictably. Menstrual cycles have become irregular, exhibiting variations in flow intensity and interval timing. Most menopause symptoms emerge during this phase. The second step is menopause, the moment when the ovaries stop releasing eggs and menstruation permanently ceases. This is diagnosed retrospectively after 12 months without a period.